Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
So we're talking about the one who's in the mirror and looking into the mirror. So you can go with me to James chapter 1:21-25. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Okay, who's in the mirror? Look what he says. He says, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. It's the word that's implanted in you, that takes root in you. That's the word that's able to save your soul. That word that gets in you, that stays there, and begins to grow. That's the word that's able to save your soul. And then he says, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing himself, is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So did y'all look in the mirror today before you came? Well, if you didn't, we can tell. Right. Yeah, we can tell. So don't act like you don't look in the mirror. Because we all need to look in the mirror once in a while, right? All the time, every daily, right? He says, be doers of the word. We're going to talk today about doing the word and not just hearing the word. He says, don't be hearers only, deceiving yourself. You see, if you just hear the word and you don't do anything about it, you're literally deceiving yourself. Most of us are educated far beyond our level of our obedience. Most of us have a lot more revelation than our current level of application. We don't need another message to fill another notebook. Foundations without applications leads to frustration, stagnation, and constipation. We are educated far beyond our level of obedience. You know how many churches there are in Sydney? There are over 50 churches in Sydney. Over 50. This isn't that big of a city. We are saturated with the Word. Our problem is not access to the Word of God. Our problem is applying what we already have access to. We take the Word for granted here. When we went to India back in February, we were in a city called Sutpali, or I can't pronounce some of those cities. It's just they're way out there. But anyways, this city had not really had the gospel proclaimed publicly. And so they had to get clearance from the police and the government for us to go in and proclaim the gospel publicly. Because it was a Hindu city. There weren't any Christian churches there. None. It was just Hindu. And so I got to preach there, and I couldn't believe the hunger for God's word there. We take it so for granted. And I was just really taken by the hunger for God's word in this city. And all these people, over 3,000 people showed up the first night. I was just really intrigued with that. People are hungry for God's word. We take it for granted here. We got it everywhere. On the average, over 500,000 Bibles are sold every week. Every week. Can you believe that? I remember a missionary. He went to China. It was a pastor, and he was over there starting underground churches because, you know, they're like a communist country, right? So they weren't no gospel there. So they're starting these churches, and this guy, his home was raided, and this guy was teaching the Bible, and they put him in prison. And when they put him in prison, they made him in charge of cleaning the sewer system. So he had to stand in the sewer and clean out the sewage. That was his job daily. Well, it became his favorite place to be, standing in sewage and cleaning it. It was his favorite place. You know why? Because they had confiscated all these Bibles, and there was a shortage on paper over there. And they would rip the pages of the Bible out and use them for toilet paper. And when he was down in there cleaning the sewage, he would find scripture and meditate on it. And it brought power and rest to his soul as he rejoiced in the Word of God. Folks, we don't realize how blessed we are to have the Word of God. We just don't have a clue. We take it for granted. You know, I put all this in this every week. I just invest this, and I come in here, and I pour it out, and it's like, what you preaching on next week? I just gave you a whole lot. It's like, what else you got? That's what you feel. You know, like, well, what else you got? After you pour all that out, you know, and you're really, you see what I'm saying? Now watch this. There is an epidemic in America and Sydney. It's called spiritual obesity, or we could call it cultural Christianity. This takes place when your biblical knowledge exceeds your obedience. So many of us know the word, we hear the word, but we don't do the word. We have a knowledge surplus of the word and an obedience deficit. James is communicating to us about looking into a mirror, and it's the word of God is the mirror. Now, I forgot to tell anybody about bringing a mirror, so I had to bring one from my house. That's the mirror I check my stuff out every day. Yeah, check out that booty do, you know what I mean? You think I'm kidding you, don't you? Uh-uh. All right. One translation says, do not merely listen to the word. Sometimes we find it hard to just listen because we want some hidden, deep message. We want something deep. We want it to be deep. I've heard teachers, they try to, you know, expound the word, and they'll say, okay, don't just merely listen to the word. For this word listen in the Greek, you know, I use the Greek a lot, but sometimes they can get out there with it. They say this word listen in the Greek is a level of auditorial perception that goes beyond our level of natural hearing. But it is a supernatural level of hearing. If you break the word down, listen, the first part of this word is list. So if you will spell out the word list as an acronym, you are going to discover some hidden messages for the will of God for your life. You ever heard it taught that way? I have. God's word is simple. It's simple, but not simplistic. It is mysterious, but not mystical. When you look in a mirror, the purpose of a mirror is to reflect what you actually look like, so you may be able to discern imperfections, that you might be able to do something about them. The Word of God plainly shows you what is actually there, what's inside of you. I already asked you if you looked in the mirror today, because if you didn't, we can tell, right? Now, what do I do with what I hear? Do what the word says. You ever flex in front of the mirror, John? Does he do that, Emily? He does, doesn't he? Do what? Josiah's doing it now, isn't he? See, that's how I learned how to do this. I perfected that looking in the mirror. If you look in there long enough and practice enough, you'll get it down, man. You'll get there. You'll be all right. Now, I know you women don't do stuff like that when you look in the mirror, right? The primary purpose of the mirror, James is telling us, that it reveals who you really are in light of who God really is. I remember I used to, my grandparents' step-grandfather used to take me fishing at Indian Lake. And there used to be an amusement park there. And we would go to this amusement park after fishing all day. And there was this laughing lady. You remember that? Some of you remember that. Well, she had this big nose, and she would stand there and laugh while you went through this mirror, all these different mirrors, and all these different images. And, you know, she would laugh because you'd actually bump into the mirrors. I'd walk through there, and I remember I had nightmares about that lady. I did. I had nightmares. I remember wake up crying, you know, about that laughing lady. I didn't want to go back. But I remember you'd look at this mirror, and your image would be, you'd either be real tall and skinny, or real short and stubby, or real fat. It would change your image totally. That's the way the world is. When you go into the world, they're always telling you something you're not. And they're showing you something about you that you're not. And they're laughing. Because that's really not what you are. What you really are is what you see in here. This is what you really are. This reveals the real you. You see? The world is telling you something different. The mirror of the Bible says you are accepted in the beloved, which means you don't have to go around trying to get acceptance from any group or any guy or girl because you are accepted in the beloved. I'll tell you what, when I got that understanding, you see that head of hair I had? Man, I was trying to fit into everything, so I just said, the heck with it. And you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get acceptance from everything. You know, I was with the jocks. I was with the pot smokers. I was with the, you know, trying to get acceptance. But man, when I got saved and, man, you're accepted in the beloved. Wow. I don't have to be something I'm not. I can be real, right? I don't have to be a hypocrite and try to be something I'm not. It's like that this guy was lost his job, and he goes to the circus, and the circus had a sign up, you know, for employment. And the guy goes, well, you know, what kind of job? He goes, well, our ape died. He said, our ape died, and we skinned it, and we're going to use the skin. So what you do is you put on this monkey, this skin, and you get in the cage and you act like a monkey. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can handle that. So he puts it on and he's eating peanuts and carrying on like a monkey. Well, then he somehow fell into the lion cage. And this lion comes up to him. He starts screaming, oh, no, help me, help me. And the lion says, shut up, man, or we'll both lose our jobs. See, you don't have to be something you're not, right? When you see yourself in the mirror of God's word, you see yourself for who you really are. And it clears up your perception in light of who you really are. And you see God as holy. You see God as holy. Application of his word is our aim. When we walk by the mirror, you ever walk by the mirror with your shirt off? Anybody? Nobody? Y'all lying. Come on now, be honest. Man, we're talking about being real. All right, Keith, we got one honest man in here. I tell you, when, you know, I remember I would run. You know, I've been a runner for 30 years. I was running, and, you know, one time I started to feel my stomach bouncing even while I'm running. I'm out there running 5 and 6 miles, and I can feel this jiggle. You know, I thought, well, I come home one night, and I saw this infomercial on TV is Tony Horton, P90X. So I said, I ordered it. Actually, I saw it a few times and then I ordered it. Because, you know, I thought, man, I'm ruining all this running, but I still got this booty do going on. So I ordered it, and this is a true story. I ordered it. I remember I came home one day, you know, sunny, and I saw this box sitting. Oh, man, it's here. No, my P90X, I'm going to get this thing going. So I did some stuff around the house, and at night I said, all right, well, I'm going to get this thing going. So I put the DVD in. I'm sitting there watching this, you know, and I'm getting into it. I said, man, this is good. This is good. I'm sitting there. I'm eating Bear Claw chocolate ice cream with marshmallows and chocolate covered cashews all at the same time and looking at my gut. while I'm watching Tony Horton, and I'm thinking, the only way anything's going to change, and I was thinking about going and getting another bowl of ice cream. But you know what? I didn't. I thought, the only way I'm going to change is if I do something. And you know what? I did. So what? I don't have no more booty do. All right. Okay, listen. I'm here to tell you that the Bible does not change our lives. It doesn't change your life. But the application of the Bible through the power of the Holy Spirit changes our lives. There's a big difference. I receive information, and because of that information, the result is transformation, which leads to application. Not so. That's not how it works. I receive information, and because of that information, the result is transformation, which leads to application. That's not how it works. James says you receive information, then comes application, which leads to transformation. The mirror only provides you with the context of what needs to be changed. If you look in the mirror and you see blemishes on your face, it's not until you apply makeup that the mirror has done you any good. The mirror simply provides you with the opportunity for improvement. No matter how well I communicate God's word and exegete the word of God and the scriptures up here every week, if you don't do something, you're not going to change. Nothing's going to change. You have to do something. Simply hearing God's word does not make you any more Christ-like, any more than looking in a mirror makes you look more pretty. You have to do something. Do not listen to the word and deceive yourselves. If you just hear the word and you don't do it, you are deceiving yourself. Remember, the word hear in the Greek language is the word akroate. Now I'm going into Greek again. Akroate. And an akroate means to audit. In other words, people go to church just to hear and audit what's taking place. So they audit, and now they can go out and speak the vernacular, or they can talk about spiritual things, but they really aren't doing anything. They just want to be in the know. They want to be able to talk about it. You see that? Because if you're just auditing, means you don't have to take the test. But if you have to take the test, you got to pass the exam. And in order to pass the exam, you're going to have to do something. And that's what doing the word does. You have to pass the exam when you do the word of God. Now, you only deceive yourself when you hear the word and you do not do anything. Okay, I don't watch American Idol anymore. I used to, but I kind of got tired of it because I started seeing they would take these people that are very gifted and they would go from nowhere to stardom. And that's really a destructive thing to do. And see, they're doing it for money. You know, that's what that's all about. Nobody's really caring for them and watching over and protecting them. It's all about money. So they find their gift and they send them out. And you know, it's great that they discover their gifts, but it's really all about generating money for the show and all these other people. They're using their gifts. You see what I'm saying? So I stopped watching that. I just got that one day. I stopped. But you know what? I remember watching so many of these folks in their auditions. I'm thinking, really? You know, how did you think you were even going to think about, you know? And they actually thought they were, see, a lot of times everybody else can tell something that you can't see. And that's the way it is. The mirror shows you what everybody else sees. The mirror of God's word reflects back who you really are in light of who God really is. The application, okay, the word does not change you, but the application through the power of Jesus by virtue of the Holy Spirit is the only thing that changes you. It's when you obtain what the word says and you do it. See, when you obtain something, it's in you. It becomes a part of you, and you do it. That is when you are going to see real change in your life. Jesus said it like this. He says, blessed is the man who hears the word of God and does it. When he hears the word of God, when the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But he who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. For when the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, great was its fall. You see, when we don't do it, you know what? You're better off not to be hearing the word all the time. Because if you're hearing it all the time and you're not doing anything, that's going to make you more miserable. And you're never doing anything with it? It's like inoculation. Some people, you know, inoculation is like this. They take a little bit of the disease and they inoculate it in you so you don't get the real thing. Well, that's the way it is. Some of you just get an inoculation every week and you get enough of it and it's actually keeping you from the real thing, the real change, the real you. You just, well, I heard that before. Well, I've heard that revelation, you know. Give me something else. Well, you haven't done what you heard before. Am I talking to the right people? You haven't done what you already heard? No, yeah, but I want to know more. You see, you think you know because you think because you heard it and you heard it. You think you do it. That's not good enough. It doesn't work that way. Look at this. Apply the word. It's how much word you do that makes you more like Christ. The word does not change you, but the application of the word is what brings change. Here's the idea. You want to come to church. When we come to church, we should come here and say, I'm going to take away one thing, and I am going to apply it. It's the one thing principle. I am going to hear one thing today, and I am going to apply it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to practice it, and watch your life begin to change. Watch your life begin to change. I'm going to hear one thing today from God's word, and I'm going to begin to do it. See, how many times do you just come here and you just forget about it till the next week? I'm going to tell you, that's empty. You're getting inoculated. It's keeping you from the real thing. You know, I tell the staff, sometimes I tell the staff, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And sometimes they get excited. But then when sometimes it's, you know, when I said, you know, we're moving over to the school, and see, that creates more work, doesn't it? Sometimes that doesn't get too exciting. Well, you see, that's what the word, sometimes the word creates something that's not always exciting. But when you do it, you're doing the right thing, right? Sometimes it's going to involve work. It's going to take work to accomplish what God is telling us in his word. In Luke 12, 47 and 48, to him who has been given much, much more will be required. Now, when you hear it and don't do it, again, it's like being inoculated. Hebrews 12 or 4:12 says, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful. It's full of power if you apply it. If you don't, it's just going to be dormant inside of you. If you come to church here on a regular basis, and you've been coming here for a while on a regular basis, and you are still living with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you are deceiving yourself. The devil don't need to deceive you. No one else needs. You're deceiving yourself. You're compounding your hypocrisy. If you come here regularly, on a regular basis, and you don't give to God, and you've been coming here on a regular basis, and you don't give to God, you are deceiving yourself. You still have financial problems? That's because you're deceiving yourself. You start applying the word and doing it, and watch it begin to work in your life. When you just glance into the mirror, nothing changes. You are deceiving yourself. The glance in the mirror doesn't improve your appearance. It's what you do with what you see that makes you who you ought to be. If you come here on a regular basis week after week, and you've been coming here, and you're out there gossiping, and you get in a conversation, and somebody begins to tear somebody else down, and you participate in that conversation, you are deceiving yourself. If you tear your spouse down, and you or your wife or your husband, and you speak negative to them all the time, and you come here on a regular basis, you are deceiving yourself. You come here week after week, and you do nothing to serve God, you are deceiving yourself. You think you are good because you heard it, but you just got a little inoculated. A little bit of the real thing keeps you from becoming the real thing. You are deceiving yourself. We should see ourselves for who we really are and see God for who He really is. The Word of God is an expression of His character. When you see yourself as God sees you, when God sees you, He sees potential. He sees somebody fully forgiven who ought to be grateful. When God sees you, He sees the ability to love unconditionally because you are lovable. He sees you, He sees the innate ability to overcome anything that comes your way. You have that ability in you and says you are more than a conqueror, and neither life nor death nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor any other thing can separate you from the love of God. That's what God sees, and that's the way we need to see ourselves. When we apply the Word according to what we see, we become what we behold, and we will be blessed in what we do. When you look into the Word of God and you see the Son of God, you'll be transformed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God. That's what takes place. When you really look into it regularly, transformation takes place when you do it. Only when you do it. Let's make a commitment that in this city and in our homes and in our lives, we're not just going to take in knowledge, but we are going to love like nobody else loves. We are going to obey like nobody else obeys. We are going to serve. We are going to sacrifice. We're going to move. We're going to reach out. We're going to give. And we are not going to just be hearers of the Word, but we're going to be doers, and we're going to change this city. Am I making sense today? We have the opportunity to be blessed, but not unless we do it. Isaiah 55 says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven and the snow and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, but it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it, and then you'll be let out with joy and walk in peace." Remember, that's the kingdom. You see, He's saying, when you do what I say and it doesn't return, you're going to be walking in the kingdom. And that's what we're here for, to advance the kingdom. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Are you accepting the challenge today?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Our church office and 7 p.m. Saturday evening worship services are held at 340 West Russell Road. Our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service is held at Christian Academy School, located at 2151 West Russell Road. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.